good. See after the Shemaya. Okay, covered Shabbos Kodesh, covered Parshas Vayetzeh, covered Chanukah, covered the Chevra coming together. Honestly, a lot to say. So let's talk about Chanukah. Now we're already holding by Kislev. So the Inyan of Chanukah goes like this. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Tashiv Enosh Ad Daka. Right? So a person, it says Tashiv Enosh, a person does tshuva Ad Daka. So what's Daka? So there's a thing that the number 25 is very much Shaykh to Chanukah. Right? We know that Chanukah is Chafei Kislev. Also, the 25th word in the Torah is Or. Right? That's Remez to Chanukah. Right? Yihi Or is Yihi's Gematria 25. Right? See, all these places that 25 is Shaykh to Chanukah. Right? Open your eyes to that. You'll see. So I saw this in the room the other night that Tashiv Enosh Adaka, Daka is Gematria 25. Pashas is that has to be talking about Chanukah. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim, you see also is that the Chasima of Hoshana Rabbah is Mamshich to Chanukah. If you go to Skver, on like the Skver Rebbe, on Zos Chanukah, they wish you a good Yor. They wish you a Chasima Tova. Why? Because the Tshuva is Mamshich. So Tashiv Enosh Adaka is Meramis to you what? That the Tshuva of the Yom Naraim is continuing now into Chanukah. The Rubenstein told me also that the Sa'am Meruv, Tzchusik En Laini, has a Torah on that also. On Tashiv Enosh Adaka is Meramis to Chanukah, right? So your mom shall the tshuva of the Yom Naraim, yeah. So hey, Rav Luva, what's up? So where do we see that the tshuva of the Yom Naraim is more now, yeah? So if you look in this Rashi on this week's parsha Vayetzeh, says something awesome, right? So it's Perek Chavches Pasuk Yudzayin, yeah. So it says Vayira Vayom, right after Yaakov slept. Vayira Vayomar, Manorah Makam Hazeh, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Elokim, Zeh Asher Shemayim. Right, if you go to Tevaria, it's on the Aron Kodesh there. Right, so if you look at Rashi says on Pasuk Yedzayin, it says Ki Im Beis Elokim. So it's a big arichus in Rashi. But one of the things Rashi says, which is awesome, says Omrani Shenekar Har Hamoria Ubo Lekan, that Har Hamoria, the place of the Beis Hamikdash, came to Beisa where Yaakov was. Right, later in that Rashi, it says, Yahav Dait Deilim Hedar, V'chazar Beisel, Kaftalo Aretz. Right, it says, Kaftalo Aretz, that the land jumped, right, U'makum Beis HaMikdash, Bo L'Kraso. And the Makum of the Beis HaMikdash came to greet Yaakov. So what do we see? We see the Beis HaMikdash went out of its place. Yaakov was already on the derech. He passed over, right? So he passed over, and the Beis HaMikdash came to go get Yaakov, right? So what's the inyan? What's the shaykhus of that? So we know that the inyan of the Yom Naraim, the Rav Nachman talks about this all over the place, that Rosh Hashanah, Bechina Saritz Yisrael. Saritz Mitshuva, Bechina Saritz Yisrael. Yom Kippur, Bechina Saritz Yisrael. Sukkot, Bechina Saritz Yisrael. Every single Nikuda of Tishrei is Bechina Saritz Yisrael. Why? Where do we see that? You can say like this. Rav Rubenstein said this a lot this year. It says, Baruch Hashem, we mentioned Rav Rubenstein's name. It's always good to mention his name. Right? It says, the Pasuk says, V'hayaki Savo El Aretz. Yeah? So it's talking about coming to Eretz Yisrael. So what does V'hayah have to do with that? So we know that V'hayah is the same osios as Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? So now, I'm sure you guys are holding this. There's 12 different ways to spell Yud Kei Vav Kei. Right? So each month has a different Yud Kei Vav Kei to it. For example, Yosef Chaim told me a couple weeks ago that Nisan is Yismichu Hashemayim V'sag El Aretz. Yeah? So what are the first letters? Yismichu is a Yud. Hashemayim is a Hey. V'sag El Zavav. Haaretz is a Hey. So that's Nisan is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So of Tishrei, the tzirif of Tishrei is from the pasuk of what? Vayiru osa sare paro. So let's do this together. Vayiru, what's the last letter of Vayiru?
Vav.
No. Avuv. All right, avuv. Avav. Osa.
Hey.
Sare.
Yud.
Paro. Hey, what does it spell?
Vav, yud.
Vav, hey, yud, and hey. Vahaya. Vahaya. When you come to Tishrei, you're going into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So the whole Bechin of Tishrei is Eretz Yisrael. Yeah? So that's the Yom Naran. But where was Yaakov on his way to now? On his way to Chutz Laaretz. Right? That's in the Malachim Yordim, right? And then Sulam. So we see, what's he doing? It's as if he's leaving from the Yom Naran. He's leaving Tishrei. Right? So the inyan is sometimes when we're leaving Tishrei, when we leave the Beis Mikdash, we sometimes forget about the Tshuva. We forget about who we were in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah? So that's why the inyan is so you see that what happens now? that we just said the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is what it comes back to Kitara. We started like this: Tashiv Enosh Ad Daka is that the tshuva goes to Daka. Daka is Matcha 25. So Rav Rubenstein and the Satmar Rav say 25 is Ramis to Chanukah. So that tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is now. So that means the Beis Hamikdash came to Yaakov. What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah coming to us? Right? It's because Rav Matel Zilbers Tinerebi, right? He says the Beis Hamikdash, Gematria 861, is Gematria exactly Rosh Hashanah. So the Beis Hamikdash coming to Yaakov, this week's Parsha, is like Rosh Hashanah coming back to us now. Come back to us, to Meram, he says that, hold on, don't forget about me. You still have tshuva on you. You can still do tshuva, right? So where do we see that the Beis Hamikdash is Shaykh to Rosh Hashanah? So we read on the second day of Rosh Hashanah in the laning, what do we read? Akedas Yitzchak. Yeah? So Akedas Yitzchak is very interesting. Because what does Yaakov say? He says, V'ani v'anar nelcha ad
ko.
How do you spell ko? Ah, where's he going? He's telling us what? B'remez, that what? That's far from say this, is that Avram's telling us that what? Akedas Yitzchak is a whole Indian Rosh Hashanah, right? That's where we get the shofar from, that's what we read on Rosh Hashanah. It says, V'ani v'anar nelcha ad ko. This aura of Akedas Yitzchak, that tshuva of Akedas Yitzchak, is coming with us till ko. It's coming to Chanukah. That tshuva is still with us now, right? So mean that what? That hischachus of Rosh Hashanah, that we get very old very quickly. We say, oh, okay, that was me like so long ago. It was already 60 days ago. Right? It was already more than 60 days ago. But it's coming back to us. Mechadishas. That's why we said this on Rosh Chodesh, that the Tzvi Tzadik, the Bujra Rav, says what? He says that Kislev is Gematria Yom Samich. Yeah? Which means that what? Kislev, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, is 60 days from Rosh Hashanah. And he says also the whole sod of Kislev is all about the letter Samech. Why? Because basically the Sefer Yetzirah says that each month has a specific letter to it. Yeah. So the month of Kislev, you know what the letter is? A Samech. A Samech is the letter of Kislev. Merami is what? That the whole Inyan is all, it's all rooted in Rosh Chodesh, right? Rosh Chodesh is the head of the month, which means that this is like what the month is. So Rosh Kislev is Yom Samech, that it's the whole time connecting back to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Which in it is that Samich is a rem, as Rav Wolfson says this, it's Somech Hashem L'chol Anuflim. Right? So at Rosh Hashanah, we're mamish holding on the highest levels. It's so hard to hold that. It's called Yerech HaYisanim. We're mamish holding at the highest levels. So Pashas, you come down. But when Chanukah comes, it's Somech, it's a Samich. Samich was the word Somech. Somech Hashem L'chol Anuflim. It's us who have fallen from that Madriga, it lifts us back up to that Madriga of Rosh Hashanah, right? Because so that's in of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, is that we come back to that. Yeah? So we see again the Shaykhs of Rosh Hashanah coming back to now. First of all, if you're Shaykh, the Breslov of Rosh Hashanah is the whole year. Right? So that's why Api Chassidus, you do tshuva the whole year. Right? Until Elul comes again, you're like, oh, I'm back at tshuva. But we'll talk right now. Yeah? So what's the tshuva that we could. We see that there's an Indian of tshuva. What's the tshuva we could do now? Right? What's the Shaykhs of tshuva with this Zman? So. Kut Maran, of course. So Rav Nachman has in Torah Yud Aleph in the Kut Maran. Here. So he says, he builds on the pasuk like this, yeah? It says, it's like this. Rav Nachman says, Rak ayedeyem tzos hadibor yachal avo l'sfuna sator l'amka. He says, only through diburim and speaking can you come to like the amkas, the depth of Torah. Right? When you speak Torah with diburim. This is important hashgafa itself. Is that whenever you learn, you should say the words with your mouth. A lot of people learn with their eyes a lot. A lot of people learn with their thoughts. You should say the words. Why? It's a Gemara that says this. K'mo shekasev, ki chayim heim l'motza'ehem. So the Gemara says, in Erev in Nundal, it says, ki chayim heim l'motza'ehem. This is Rami's to what? L'motza'ehem bepeh. The ones who say them out with their peh. That's who your mamshe chiyus of Torah. Yeah? Meir lo hadibur b'chol makomos shetzarech la'asos tshuva. He says when you learn Torah with diburim, is that what happens is the dibur lights up the derech for you to do tshuva. K'mosha amru rabbeinu zechron lebracha. This is our pasuk, right? It says in Gemara brachos chaf beis man aleph pesach picha v'yairu divarecha. When you open up your mouth to speak, your words what have light, and that light guides you. The whole union of Chanukah is light. So we see the tshuva that we're doing now, that we're learning from here, is what? Is of or. That our tshuva, our dibor, is going to guide us with or. Yeah? He says, V'chol pam u'pam, aidei kol tshuva tshuva, hu holich madrega l'madrega. With all the tshuvas you do, you go from madrega to madrega. Ash yotzi madrega p'chusa, uvol v'sfunas tal amka. Till you get up from the small madrega you're at, the tshuva, and you lift up to a higher place. So you see what? The tshuva we're doing is through having or. When we have or, that means that it's mayor for us what to do. Like remember we said last week, that when we speak Dibur Emes, Hashem is Gaia, Hashem's Ori. He guides us through the Choshech of where we need to get to, yeah? So we know, we say, in Tehillim, Per Kuf Yud Tes, that's the one that has each letter of the Aleph, is 8 seconds for each one. So in Pei, it says, it's Pasuk Kuf Lamed, right? Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes, Pasuk Kuf Lamed, says, Psach Tvarecha Ya'ir. Is what? Psach Tvarecha means that my first Dibur that I speak, Ya'ir, should be of or. That what the way I speak should be a way that it's an or. You can feel when there's an or in Choshech. Right? The way I should speak should be a lichtiger, it should be full of oros. Right? That's why we say, Rav Nachman's beautiful rem is this. It says, in Sefer Devarim, it says, lo yamush Sefer Torah hazeh mipicha. Right? It says, don't, lo yamush Sefer Torah hazeh mipicha. So what's in it of yamush? What does yamush mean? So Rav Nachman says also in Torah Yiraf, he says, yamush, says, by makas choshech, the pasuk says, yamesh choshech. So you see, what's the lashon of yamush? Choshech. So the pasuk says, lo yamush sofer Torah zembicha. Don't let the Torah that's coming out of your mouth be dark, be choshech, right? Don't let it become dark. Don't let the dibur become choshech. So if you take it, it's very interesting. What does it say? Sefer Torah, it could just say, lo yamush sefer Torah mipicha. It says Sefer Torah hazeh. What's the remez of hazeh? Yeah? So what's gematria hazeh? Hey, zayin, hey.
17.
What's 17? Tov. And what's tov? Ain tov ela Torah. What's tov? What's Torah? Ora zu Torah. Tov is remez to the Oregon. It's the or ki tov. It's telling you that what? The Sefer Torah that I learned, it should not be amush. Rather, it's telling you what? It has to be or. And if your Torah is not or, then you know it's not there. The ikr is that what we have to grab onto that or kitov. Our Torah's mamash light up places, light up mikomos. That when I speak to Jew, I should light up a Jew. I should light them up. When I speak about how's yeshiva going, when important to kudra, when someone asks you how's yeshiva going, don't say, it's okay. Say it's givaldig. Tell people how givaldig Torah is. Tell people how gishmak Shabbos is. Right? Tell people how gishmak chavirim are. When we speak in the derech of or, when we smile, right? If you look at Rav Nevensal, right? The Rav Nevensal, you guys went to Mitiv, right? So you know Rav Nevensal. You heard Rav Nevensal?
Yeah.
You heard Rav Nevensal, right? So Rav Nevensal, if you ever see Rav Nevensal speak, he smiles. Every word he's always smiling. That what even he speaks very low. You can't really hear him so well, but you get like simcha from hearing him speak. Why? Because he speaks with an or. Right? His son Rav Chizkiah. Rav Chizkiah speaks. He speaks with an or. You feel it. Also, we have to try to do that, to speak b'derech or, that when I'm learning Torah, that when I'm speaking to friends also, that when I'm speaking b'derech or, that I'm bringing more or into the world. So we know, what's the opposite of or? Choshech. Who's Choshech? Choshech zu Yavan. Who's the enemy of Kislev, of Chanukah? Yavan. So we know that the fact that or is giving us tshuva, we know that means that something against or is going to come in Kislev. Yeah? So there's two things that are shaykh to Yavan. That Choshech zu Yavan, what else is Yavan? Ashkicham Torah Secha, Shichacha. They want us to forget the Torah. Yeah, so it's interesting. Why Choshech and Shichacha are there two things? So how do you spell Choshech? Chaf Shin Chaf. Ches Shin Chaf. How do you spell? I say forget in Hebrew. Shachach. Also, same letters as Choshech. That they grab onto these two things. What Choshech and to forget. Yeah, so their whole thing is that we want that they try to make us forget. So how do I get Zikaron? So that means that the midah I have to get is to remember. Where do we get that from? Yom Zikaron. What's the Yom Zikaron? Yom Zichron Shrua. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the sod of Zechir for the whole year. Right? That's why I say Zichron Shrua. Again, we have to tap back into who we were in Rosh Hashanah. That what? That I have to tap back into the oros I had. I remember, think about yourself, when you the Hachanas you're doing for Tekiah Shofar. You know what I mean? Like for me, I remember I was at Baruch Hashem, I was in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. That's all I need. I was in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. I remember, like, I just agav, right? I had like, a pass to the mikvah. I had a beautiful mikvah in Uman. I had to pay extra for it. I was like, you know what? Why not? I remember, like, before shofar, we had, like, a half-hour break. I just, like, bounced, ran to the mikvah. I'm like, I have to just open myself to be a klee to be mekabel with this. But the thing is, like, think of the hachanos we did to daven, like, you know, an hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, Shmoneh Esrei, crying out, But that's who we were. That's who we are. It's not who we were then. We have to mamshech that now also. The zichron, that's how we fight versus Yavan, right? That we said this a couple weeks ago, right? That the Indian is of Avram Avinu. The Sfas Emes is one of my favorite. We spoke about this on Shabbos, Yishkan, right? That Sfas Emes is one of my favorite Torahs. He says, V'Avram Zakin Bo Bayamim. What does it mean, Bo Bayamim? He says, Bo Bayamim means he was a Zakin, right? He's old. But Bo Bayamim means what? But his days, Bo Bayamim, came with him everywhere. Whenever, whatever he had when he was Shana Aleph, when he was just starting, you know, when he first heard of, like, Torah. And, you know, his first Dvar Torah, when he said the most basic thing in the world. But he said, wow, I got Hesoros from that. I brought that with me. That it can't just be that, every day, yesterday never existed, now I start over. It has to be a mamshich my days with me. That's the sort of Avraham Avinu. That what he was always holding by Rosh Hashanah. He always brought Rosh Hashanah with him. Every step of the way brought it with him. It's the Indian of what? Of Zikaron. But a whole thing of Yavan is that they want, no, lashkicham, forget. No, our whole tactic is we have to bring it with us. That's why just Agav, if you've ever seen cartoons, right? Agav, think of this. There's a sword behind it. You ever realize in a cartoon, when like you have a character who's thinking of something and they remember it, what's the thing that comes upon their head? A light bulb. Why? Because it's or. The Indian of or, the Indian of remember, it's a sod. No? Right? That's what it is. It's or comes. Why? Because when we have that or, that's what brings us that zikaron, right? So Indian is to find that or and hora that Hashem leads us. So what is that? What's that hora that Hashem gives us? Yeah? So we say, if some people say it's in Tehillim, it's also in Tachnun, from the Nusach L'Arizal in Tachnun, that you say the following words, Yorech Hata'im Baderech. Right? So right now, that we're doing tshuva. So Hashem is Yorech Hata'im Baderech. So what does that do for us? So Yorech Hata'im Baderech, Gematria 515, is Gematria Tefillah. The way Hashem's Yorech, He says, how do you do tshuva? Tefillah. So now, what type of tefillah do I do? What do I do? So I saw Givadik Vort from Rav Biederman this past week. He says, we know the famous pasuk, Kol Kol Yaakov Vayidayim De'esav. So he says, listen to this. He says, Kol Kol Yaakov, if it's just Kol Kol Yaakov, that's just the peh speaking, then it's Yadayim De'esav. Then Esav, if it's just your peh, there's no heart, there's no Kol Tzmus Tamarna, then you have nothing. If it's just Kol Kol, then Esav can be Mizgabra over you. So what's the Eitzah we need? We have to put everything into it. We have to make a miloy of kol kol. Right? We have to fill up the kol kol. Yeah? So kol be miloy. Ready for this? So kol. How do you spell kol be miloy? So kuf is kuf vav pei. 186. Right? Vav. Also be miloy. Yeah? And then lamed is lamed memda 74. So if you do that times 2, the miloy, right? Kol kol. You have to fill up the kol. It's gematria exactly 546. What do we say every day? Rabos machshavos blevish va'atzas Hashem hi. What's gematria sakum? Kol kol b'miloy. 546. So what's sakum? Takum is lashon v'amida, right? So stand up. And what does the gemara say? Ein amida el lashon tefila. The etza is what? You fill up the kol kol. You daven with a fire. You have to put everything in kolat smosai tomarna. I put everything in tefillah. I don't just come to tefillah, okay, I have 20 minutes to daven, shachar, so I go. No, I just put everything into it. If we only realize that this is our kolah, this is what we have. So Agav, I'll tell you Givad the grammars from Matl, just on this, because we spoke about Torah and we spoke about tefillah. He says that this. Basically, we know that Esav and it's Shaykh, because Esav and Yishmael had a Yichud last parsha, right? So they're together. So basically, there's 70 nations, right? So Esav is like the captain of 35, right? And Yishmael is captain of 35. Bnei Yisrael speaks about this, yeah? Rav Matl speaks about this also. So Rav Matl said like this. He says, so Rosh Hashanah, we have a Tekiah and a Teruah. Yeah? The whole sort of Rosh Hashanah is we're like, we destroy the 70 nations. Yeah? So Tekiah, he says, is Tuf, Kuf, Yud, Ayin, Hey. So Ayin is the 70. So what are the other letters? If you take out the Ayin, it's Tuf, Kuf, Yud, Hey. It's Gematria 515. It's Gematria Tefillah. So that's Tefillah Ayin. With our Tefillah of the shofar, we destroy the Ayin Amen. Yeah? And then what's the other one? Trua. Trua is Tuf, Reish, Vav, Ayin, Hey. So take out the Ayin. What do you have? Tuf, Reish, Vav, Hey. It's Gematria. It's the letters of Torah. That's Torah Ayin. He says, that's what the key and true do for us. It's destroying the ayin. Again, I said it fast, but think of it more. It doesn't really have to do what we're talking about now, but it's just an important remez to know. Yeah? So it's kol atzmosai tomarna. Right? So that's, how do we know that our words have to be lichtig? So we have a pasuk in Parshas Noach that says what? Tzohar Ta'asa L'Teva. Yeah, you make so it's Rashi says. So what's Tzohar? Rashi says, Tzohar, it's A, is it a Chalon? Or what do you say? Or it's an Evan Tova. Right? Again, the lesson of Tov. What is Tov? Tov is an Or. So the Baal Shem Tov, and that Baal Shem Tov has like 100 pages on this called Amar Tefillah. He says, what does that mean? He says, Tzohar Ta'asa L'Teva. That Tzohar means I have to light up my tevos, my tevos of tefillah. They have to be licht, they have to be full of or, right? You have to light up your tevos that's full of or, everything, right? So now again, when we have all this or, that means we know that the choshech is going to try to get us. So this is a big Torah, I think. So an inyan of choshech is shena, right? It's sleep, yeah? We know that Chavad Purim, right? Haman says about us, right? Yeshnu am echad, mefuzer mefurad, yeah? So I remember Moshe Tzvi Weinberg said a couple years ago, he gave a Musr Shmuzer, Moshe Tzvi. He said a Musr Shmuz. He says, Yeshno Am Echa means what? Is that Haman said about us that we're sleeping. He says, the derech of how, yeah, we're learning Torah, and we're doing Avodah, but our mom is sleeping in it. We daven, but we don't daven with the fire. We don't learn with the fire. We don't care, because why? You could hear guys, mom is taking off their tefillin and talking about, oh, like, oh, how did you do in your midterms? Or how did the Giants sleep last night? He's like, what is that? That's not how that's what Haman called us out for. Yeshnu amecha, their mom is sleeping. Okay, so there's a medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that this week it says Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasa. Right, Yaakov slept by the base of Mikdash. Listen to this carefully. It's mamish asod. Yeah, so Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasa. So the medrash says Rav Yochanan Amar, don't read it Mishnasa, rather read it Vayikatz Yaakov Mi Mishna from his Limud Torah. Yeah. So we know that Rashi says in that pasuk that Yaakov woke up and he was like so embarrassed that he slept in the Makom HaMikdash, right? He says, if I only would have known in the Makom HaMikdash, he was embarrassed about it. So listen to this. It's a Davar HaShkafa. Not saying this is Yaakov, but just Alpi HaShkafa, we can learn from this. Vayikat Yaakov Mimishnaso means that what? He woke up from his Torah. What do you mean? You're sleeping during Torah? Is that sometimes a person can learn so much Torah and only have Torah, but Imamish sleeps through the Beis HaMikdash. He misses that the fact that he's at the Beis HaMikdash. He misses the fact that it's the Makom Tefillah. Is that what? We get so corrupted in our Ashkafos that our Torah becomes Choshech. We see there's no time for anything else. Davening? No, I don't have time to daven. I have to learn. Right? Talking to a friend? I don't have time to talk to you. I have to learn. Our Torah becomes like a Sam HaMavis sometimes. That what you're learning, but it's Mamish. You see people who Mamish look, but they're like, what do they talk about outside? All they talk about outside is like, is fashion. Last week I was somewhere where Ben Torah speaking about it. He's like, oh, you heard that Banana Republic has a sale? I was thinking, man, like, what? What are you talking about? No? So, I mean, the sod is that what we have to make sure our Torah doesn't become choshech. The whole inyan of Yavan is what? Lashkicham Torah Secha. They don't, yeah, you can learn Torah, but don't remember Hashem's in the Torah. Right? Ein lekem chilek be'elkei Yisrael. No chilek with Hashem. Yeah. What they want to do, Yavan, was about making Torah just as you learn science, just as you learn math, just as you learn social studies, so do you learn Torah. Same thing as everything else. If we only realize that Torah's mamish our chiyas. It's our everything we have. Yeah? So there's a strong maisa. Rav Moshe Tzvi loves saying this maisa also. Also Rav Binyamin quotes it. There's a maisa like this. That two Rashi Yeshiva one time got into machlokes with each other, right? So one of them sent to him, he's like, I'm a much bigger Talmud Chacham than you. I know all of Gemara Baal Peh, I know all of Rashi Baal Peh, all of Tosos Baal Peh, all of Marsha Baal Peh, all of Rambam Baal Peh, I know all this Baal Peh, all this, Yadata, all these different deos he had. And he mamash said, he knows like everything, Kol Torah Kulo Baal Peh. So the other Shiva said back to him, he's like, you know what? 100%, you have a lot more Yadios than I do. He says, but I'm afraid that there's one Yadia I have that you don't have. And you know what that idea is? Vayadata hayom vashivosa elvecha ki Hashem hulokim einod. He's like, I'm not so sure you have that das. That a lot of people could have a lot of das, could be very smart. But if you're missing the nekuda of das, which is what? Hashem. If you're missing that Hashem is the echad, ushmo echad, and he's everything, Hashem is the Torah, like the Zohar Kadosh says, kachabrich v'arais achadhu. If you don't have that in the Torah that you're learning, you mamash have choshech. That's Yavan. Yavan is, no, you have Torah, but you don't have Hashem. Right? So the inyan is that we have to make sure Hashem's part of what we do. Why? That's why we say, Ata chonen la'adam das. Yeah? So what's chonen? Chanukah, Svarim says, Lashon of chen. Chonin is also Lashon of Chen. Chanukah is even Or. Atah Chonin la'adam Das. That what? My Das should be full of the Chen of Chanukah. It has to be full of Or. Yeah? That my whole Inyan is that my Das should be the Das of Or Hashem. That's why we say what? Hashem Ori. The David Hashem Ori. What does it say? Ori Zu Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Ori is Rosh Hashanah. That's my das. My das is what? My das is that Hashem gives it to me. I have nothing but Hashem. Right? So that's mamash, the whole nekuda is that if our das is not one of or, if our Torah is not a Torah of or, right? Torah or, right? If my das is not that, then it's mamash nothing. Atach honin an das, it'd be full of chen. Right? So right after we finish atach honin an das, what's the next bracha? Hashivenu abinu l'sorasecha. Right? I would do tshuva already. Right? So what are the Rosh Tevas of Hashivenu, Avinu, Sorosecha? Hashivenu is Hey. Avinu is Aleph. The Sorosecha is Lamed. What's Gematria? Hey, Aleph, Lamed. 36. 36 Neiros of Chanukah. That's the Sod. The Tshuva is what? It's a Tshuva of Or. It's a Tshuva that I have with the Or HaGanuz. Why? Because we know that 36 is the Indian, Lamed Vav is the Indian of the Or HaGanuz, right? That's why Kislev is called Case, the B'nai Yisrael says, Case Lamed Vav. It's the hidden Lamed Vav Oros. That's the whole Kislev. Kislev is full of the Or HaGanuz, yeah? So it goes like this. Tshuva also just means to return, yeah? So Tshuva, the Tshuva of Kislev is what's returning in Kislev? The Or HaGanuz is coming back in Kislev. And when I grab the Or HaGanuz, that's Meir, my Derech of Tshuva. The Choshech of Yavan tries to shut my eyes that I can't see anything. But Yorech HaTam Badarech is what? Dafka with the Or HaGanuz. Or HaGanuz shows me, Hashem Ori, shows me where to go. That's Hashivenu Avinu Sorosecha. Hashivenu Avinu is, I'm telling Hashem, show me where to go. When I try to do Tshuva of my own, it doesn't work. I need Hashem to show me the Drachim to go with it. Again, I have to start, but I say, Hashem, show me the Derech. That's the Or HaGanuz. And that's in Kislev. That's a special tshuva of Kislev. That the Or HaGanuz comes back. And that's exactly what our Torah is, right? That's what we say. The Ha'er Einenu Besorasecha. The Ha'er is a lashon of what? Of Or. That what? That I see Or in my Torah. That my Torah lights everything up for me. Ora Zu Torah. And not that our Torah is a Torah of sleep. Not that our Torah puts us to sleep. Right? So we know the Inyan of Chanukah is a time of Niflaos. Right? We say in Yotzer, in the brachos right before Kriya Shema, listen to this. Yeah, I saw this in Rebbe Edelman last year. It's very nice. He says, we say Kihu Levado. Okay, count. Ready? Poel Givuros, 1. Ose Chadashos, 2. Baal Melchamos, 3. Zorei Tzedakos, 4. Matzmiach Yeshuos, 5. Bor Refuos, 6. Norosilos, 7. Adon Niflaos, 8. How many days of Hanukkah there? 8. So the Inim Adon HaNiflaos, that's the Inim of Hanukkah. Is that the time of Nisim and Niflaos? Nisim and Niflaos. Whole Inyan of Yavan is Teva. Everything's about Teva with them. Right? Olympics, you show your goof, you show how strong you are. But the Inyan of Chanukah is Adon Niflaos. No, it takes me above. Right? Dafka also, that's Shech to Zos Chanukah itself. That's why I say, Meis Hashem Haises Zos, He Niflaos Beinenu. Right? But all of Chanukah is Nimshach into Zos Chanukah also. It's time of Nisim Niflaos. To remember ourselves, to remember of who we are, that the Metzias of who we are is above Teva. That's in the Kud of a Jew. Right? That's why we say, right? We say like this, Chavad Lag Bomer. This week already is Shaykh Lag Bomer, right? Because Yaakov and Lavan make a treaty. It's called Gal Eid. Yeah? So Gal is Lag. And Eid is the shame of, not for now, but it's a shame bitachon, shame Lag Bomer. So here we see the Chavad Lag Bomer, which has to do with Or itself, right? You make a bound. One more time. But any it's Hamshacha of the Or of Chanukah. It's a small Or that becomes a ginormous bonfire with Rashbi. Rubinstein said this last year, Lag Bomer. Yeah? So the Indian of Chanukah, so now it's Gal Inai, Vabita Niflaos Mitorah Secha, yeah? So what do I have on Chanukah? So when my eyes are Nizgale, when I have a Giloit my Naim, that's when I start seeing Niflaos. So what do we have on Chanukah? Lo Rishus L'Ishtamish Bahem, Ella L'Rosam Bilvad. I train my eye, it says about the Berditchever, used to sit 8 hours by the nearest Chanukah, just to look at it, right? Just to look. Why? Because that's Gal Inai. That trains my eyes to start seeing. Then what? I can see Niflaos Petorah Secha. That's when I can get above that. That's why, where's Yaakov going? Yaakov is going this week. He leaves Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Be'er Sheva, which is the name of Shabbos, Sheva, and he goes to Charan. Right? So I remember Rubenstein said, last year, he says, Charan is Osios Ner Ches. is that when we write charan, which is a place of charan off of anger, but when you start to see niflos, you're mehap v'nahapoch, right? You change what charan into ner ches. And that's exactly what the Neiros Chanukah do for us. They change what's charan into ner ches. Ner ches is the ner of l'mal merteva, right? The number 8, Maharal always says, is above teva. And that's exactly what Chanukah does for us. It changes, it's mehapich, what's charan into ner ches. And that's niflos Torah Secha. Right? Okay, Vayter Chever. So now we say this. We spoke about before, we spoke about the Inyan of the letter Samech, right? Remember we said Kislev is Osef Samech, right? So what do we have to do with that? So we said this on Rosh Chodesh. So the Bnei Yisrael says, what's the Inyan of Samech? That Samech, there's no front and there's no back. It's a perfect circle. Only letter in the whole Aleph Beis. That what? It's the time of Achdus Yisrael. It said, Kislev Lachem Al Keren Ashor, Ein Lachem Chelek B'al Kei Yisrael. That's what Yavan. They said, right on the horns of an ox, you don't have a Chelek in Klal Yisrael, in Hashem. So who's the shore? Bechor Shoro is who? Yosef HaTzadik. The holy name of Yosef is it's the tikkun for Achdus Yisrael. Also of Yosef is what? Yosef Lashon of Asaf. To gather together. That's why you look at who's the parsha Yosef Chanukah every year? It's Yosef. The whole in is what? Because when we gather around, Asifas, the Gemara says, Asifasan hitarasam. When we gather together, that's what's mitaras, yeah? That's why if you take Maccabee, right, those are the heroes of Hanukkah. So Rav Rubenstein always like to say Maccabee and it is the Rosh Tevos of Mechavin B'Shem Kol Yisrael. That's how they were zochah to win the war. Why? Because they were nichlal themselves within all of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So that's why when lighting the candles, the Indian of Hanukkah is what Mosif V'Holich. Right. That every night you light one, then the second night you light two, then three, then four. So we say the pasuk says Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. That Ner Hashem. So a ner, Hashem, nishmas adam, means that what? The nisham is a ner. Yeah? So when I, in Neiros Chanukah, what am I doing every night? The first night, like one yid I hang out with. Second night, two yidin. Next night, three yidin. Four yidin, five yidin. Every night, what's more Achdus Yisrael? More or. More or in the world. And that or is mevatel what Yavan tried to do to us. Make pirud. Right? That's it. Make pirud. That no, there's no difference between a goy and a Jew. We're oral, right? But the Indian is, no, every night I add a Jew together and it brings more aura into the world. It's in the Mosif HaHolich. Yeah? So that's the Indian, that there's a Maisa with Elisha. Right? Elisha with the Isha Shunamis. Yeah? So he said to her, I'm going to the king tomorrow. What's one thing I can... It's on Rosh Hashanah. The Chalban has a whole Torah about this. Zohar says, this is the Sod of Rosh Hashanah. She says, what do you want me to ask for? I'll give you any request. Right? So what was her answer? She said, no. Besoch ami anochi yosheves. She said, what? No. I stay within my nation. I don't want anything specific. I just want to be part of Klal Yisrael. And this is the whole sod of what? Of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, that was Rosh Hashanah. So what does that have to do with now? Right? So listen to this. What's the pasuk? Pasuk like this. It says, Vatomer, besoch ami anochi yosheves. So what's the Rosh Tevos of Vatomer? It's a vav. Besoch. It's a bez. That's 8. Ami is an ayin, 78. Anochi is an aleph, that's 79. Yosheves is a yud, that's 89. Yeah? What's 89? Gematria Chanukah. Avatomer, besoch, ami, anochi, yosheves is remez the what? That Or Rosh Hashanah is coming to Chanukah now. The what? That's the sort of Chanukah. The what? I sit together with my chevra. Yosef, Asaf. Asifasan hitarasam. That's what brings that Oraganas in. Every Jew is a ner. We bring all these Neiros together. That's the sort of it. And now to finish, we'll say like this. That really, one of our worst enemy, you could say, is Yavan. Why? Because we say, Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim bo. Right? Torah is an Eitz Chaim to those who grab it. It's our Chaim. I mean, if we don't have Torah, we're dead. Right? Like the thing with Rabbi Kiva and the fish. Right? Just as when fish are out of water, they're dead. So too, a Jew who doesn't have Torah, we're dead. Yeah? So what they want to do to us? L'ashkicham Torah secha. Right, they didn't want to kill us, right? They just lashkichem tarsecha. That's the worst death that you can have. If I don't have Torah, that's the worst thing. Yeah, so you could say there are worst tzaros. There are worst enemies, Yavam. So there's a pasuk I can tell him. It says, Pidei Elokim es Yisrael mikol tzarosav. Yeah? So let's do it like this. Chavad Chanukah. So Pidei Elokim es Yisrael mikol tzarosav. So tzarosav, you could say, is Yavam. Right? Why? Because anyone wants to take us away from Torah, that's our tzaros. Ready for this? So Pidei is gematria what? Pei Dalet Hei. 80 plus 4 plus 5.
9.
No. 80 plus 4 plus 5.
89.
It's Matri Chanukah. Right? You said that? Sorry. Lubat said 89. Right? Pidei is Gematria Chanukah. Elokim S. Now take this. Yisrael Mikol Tzarosa. What's the Safi Tevas of Yisrael? Is a Lamed. Mikol is a Lamed. Tzarosa is a Vav. Lamed Lamed Vav is Gematria what? 66. Gematria Yavan. Pidei Chanukah, which means to redeem us. Pidei Elokim S. Yisrael Mikol Tzarosa. To take us out of who? Out of Yavan. Because Yavans are Tzaros. That's why the Indian of Yavan is that what's the letters of Yavan? A Yud, a Vav, and a Nun. They keep going lower and lower and lower. Right? They go as low as possible. So where do we light L'chachil? Where do we light the Ner Chanukah? L'mata me'asar tfachim, in the lowest places. So the Shechina doesn't go L'mata me'yid tfachim. Right? Except on Chanukah, Sfarim say, when we light below 10 tfachim, the Shechina goes there. Why? Because that's where Yavan hangs out. They go to the lowest places, and we say, oh yeah, that low place, I'm going to bring Or there. And that's the whole sort of Chanukah. To bring Or to those old places, to ourselves. This is the derech of tshuva. It's what to find that Yavan attacks me in Torah to be marba in Torah. Torah's chayim. Or is you Torah. So b'siyat d'shmaya, by learning Torah together, by davening together, by keeping Shabbos together. Shabbos is the whole union of Or. Right? That's why the whole union of Or Ganuz was first on Shabbos. 36 hours of Shabbos come from there. Right? 36 hours that the Or Ganuz in the world was 12 hours every Shabbos, 24 hours of Shabbos. And every Shabbos we get the Or Ganuz back. So we zoche, siyat d'shmaya, to get back that Or, the Or Ganuz, the Or of Chanukah, to keep it strong. Like the Shunami said, that what? Besoch ami anoch yosheves, Chavad Chanukah, Chavad Shabbos, Kodesh, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Shabbos Kavoydeh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kavoydeh.